Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book. I had prepared a complete program tonight, and I went out to get that tune, and I thought that I had saved my presentation, and I wiped everything out. It's a tragedy. I should have played Bee Gees Tragedy. Our topic tonight is the party of death to little children. That's the Communist Party. And in case you don't know who the Communist Party is, if your grandpa and your grandma used to vote Democrat, if they were alive today, they would kill you for voting Democrat. The party of death is the Democrat Party. The Communist Party is the Democrat Party. So all the talking heads will tell you communism died when the wall came down. But communism is alive and well. And if you want to see a sample of it tonight on C-SPAN at 9 o'clock, there's a debate by a guy named Posner who was used to be at the Soviet KGB. And KGB is no longer, you know, when the wall fell down, they evaporated. Not true. They just changed three letters. They're now the FSB, or commonly known at CIA headquarters as effing Soviet bastards. And also, a guy named Cohen, who is allegedly the U.S. KGB. And they're debating a guy who's a chess player. I think his name is Kasparov. And from what I hear, at C-SPAN at 11 o'clock tonight, and the title is called Munk, M-U-N-K, and Kasparov wipes the floor with the communists. So just to let you know that communism is not dead. It's stronger than ever before. Communism morphed when the wall came down. The hammer and sickle came down, but a placebo went up. Communists are stronger today. And never forget the teachings of Sun Tzu, feign weakness and destroy your enemies. So when the hammer and sickle came down, but a placebo went up, communists are stronger today than ever before. So strong, they control the Democrat Party. I was watching Margaret Thatcher a rerun, and she said, she never said communism died. She said the Labor Party was the Communist Party. Goal number 15 of the 45 goals of the Communist Party in 1962 was to gain control of one or both U.S. political parties. Now they have the Democrat Party plus rhinos in training. they got La Parte de la Muerte, who is now power-sharing with Fidel Castro. The Soviets brought down the Shah of Iran with the help of Jimmy Carter's party, the Parte de la Muerte. Now, Obama bin Laden bin Laden is power-sharing with the Iranians and the Soviet make-believe-we-fell-union. What party in its right mind would build a baby guillotine on the party platform, calling child torture choice, as the Democrat Dr. Mengele's and the Democrat chop shops pull the baby apart? Do they show the mother what they're doing? Oh, here's a leg. Here's an ear. I don't think so. So tonight we are calling for baby a CPR, and that was the reason we picked Staying Alive. Because if you take CPR training, you have to compress the chest 100 times a minute. And the rhythm to get into, if you do Staying Alive, you will do 100 compressions a minute. So, tonight we are calling for baby CPR. Save the kids. 100 beats a minute. We must destroy this evil, paid for by your tax money. You're subsidizing murder. If somebody told you that your tax money was going to kill the Jews of Europe, how would you feel? Well, what's wrong with, why are you subsidizing the murder of children of America? 1,200,000 a year. Times 5 years is the equivalent of the 6 million Jews who died in the Holocaust. And we've been killing kids back to the 60s. Hitler only had 5-6 years. So, we must destroy this evil. The big Democrat lie used to be, it's only a fetus. It's only a fetus. And then somebody cracked an egg. Yeah, and found out there was a little chick in there. Yeah, it's only a fetus. That's what they used to say as they cut the heads off. More heads were cut off by them than Al-Qaeda and ISIS. We must destroy this evil paid for by your tax money. The big Democrat lie was we have to stop a coat hanger back alley abortions. All they did was make it legal and subsidize it with your tax dollars, and then they moved the chop shops to the front office. Planned slaughterhood. 4,700 American babies die a day, torn to shreds. And you know what? The Democrats won't even pass a law to anesthetize them, because if they anesthetize them, they have to admit the child feels pain. So better that the child suffer torture, painful torture, than a Democrat looks bad. So, 4,700 die a day. Planned slaughterhood kills 3,000 American babies. I think they get $300 from the government. The same government used to pay for scalps, they now pay for babies. And did you know that if you have an abortion, you can deduct it from your income tax? But if you have a stillborn, you can't deduct it. Stillborns don't count. So we must destroy this evil paid by your tax money. Planned slaughterhood kills 3,000 American babies a day, 1,200 white, 1,100 black, and 700 Latino niños. Did you know they just had a big expose on planned slaughterhood? That pimps were bringing in 14- and 15-year-old girls to get abortions, and planned slaughterhood told them how to get around the law so that they could qualify for child murder. No party should have on their platform death to little children. There is no choice for the above. There's no choice for the about-to-be-drawn and quartered child. The government is subsidizing the extermination of American children with your taxes, and that makes you an accomplice in God's eyes. See YouTube, Save the Kids, Abu Tam. See YouTube, Abortion is Murder, Abu Tom. What's in your bucket? I'm going to go to a tune. I put it up for you. And I'm just trying to find it. I think it starts with the letter M. Let me get into M. M. M, M, M. Nothing had come easy for the Mr. Tom. Oh, no, no. Okay, I got to find it. And I wonder if it's Above All. Let me see. If I got Above All, I could play that one for you. Unless maybe it was down at the bottom. I apologize. Hope it's not down at the bottom. Sometimes when I add one, No. Okay. So you know what I'm going to do? I know one that's here. I'll play your baby face while I look for it. Okay, we'll give you a little My Prayer.
When the twilight is gone, and no songbirds are singing, when the twilight is gone, you come into my heart. While I pray, my prayer is to linger with you at the end of the day. Divine, my friend, is a rapture in blue with the world far away and your lips close to mine.
May they still be the same. For as long as we live.
The Italian foreign minister, Paolo Gentiloni, is now calling for military airstrikes against the Libyan coast in order to protect Italy from Muslim terrorists who want to enter the country through the coastal border or bombard Italy with some sort of attack. Unbelievable. And Italy's got a big problem. The Libyans, the refugees, are coming over. They're coming over. This is a Walid Shubat's blog for today. Muslim sees Christian man praying to God and tells him, why don't you pray to Allah? He's the only real God. The Christian objects and the Muslim murders him by drowning him to death. It's the story of the murder. There was 15 Christians. I think they're Ethiopian. No, they were Africans on a boat. And they were thrown overboard. 12 of them were thrown overboard because they were praying in the high seas. New details of the story are coming up, making the gruesome nature of it a reality more and more grim. The boat was in a serious danger, and a Nigerian Christian began praying to God for help. And then a fight broke out. And that's it. The Christian objected, and the fight broke out, and they threw 12 of them overboard and drowned them at sea. The captain was arrested. The first mate was arrested. And that's how it goes. Very sad. Very sad. It is a shame. It's really a shame. There's a lot of genocide going on. And, of course, the Democrat Party of Death doesn't recognize genocide. Remember what they did to the Hutus or the Tutsis? Bill Clinton's kick the can gal said there isn't a million dead. There's only 850,000 dead, and we can't classify it as genocide until a million are dead. Bill Clinton is the biggest kick-the-can down the road, man. 93 was the first attack on the World Trade Center. Those were Clinton Towers that came down in 2001. And now you're going to elect an accomplice to a murder, a woman, because she's the first woman. If she's the first woman, there isn't a decent woman in the country. For her to call herself a woman is a joke. And her party murders children. And I would never vote for a Democrat. Democrats are baby killers and flag burners. And they betray a country, a whole country. And what they're trying to do is buy enough votes to take over the nation. And then we'll be no better than the Soviet Union. And now I'm going to play you a nice little tune that's going to remind you that, above all, comes Jesus.
Thank you.
of all wonders the world has ever known. Above all else, the treasures of the earth.
Guess you could call that a Rock of Ages concert. A rock concert. Okay. Here are some of the answers to Muslim atrocities being committed against Christians. Michelle Maria says, the sheer cheek of those Muslims who kill the Christians while making their way to a Christian country. Sister E says, remember, there's no such thing as the golden rule in Islam. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you does not exist in Islam. Westerners think that they can win the hearts of Muslims by doing good to them, but they will find out the hard way that it's quite the opposite. The West opens its borders to Muslims. I got to tell you this quick story. I was in Saudi Arabia on business, and I was with a radical businessman. And he took me to his house for dinner. And as we passed, every mosque we passed, he would run in, and he would say a prayer. And it was to impress me. So finally, after the third mosque, he says to me, you know what we do? You know what we do when we catch somebody drinking alcohol? They automatically assume, because I got a what looks like a beer belly, they automatically assume I'm a big drinker. But actually, it's Coke and Oreo cookies. So he says, you know what we do? And of course, when you have an Irish name, everybody looks at your belly. They figure it's all full of beer. But He says, you know what we do when we catch somebody drinking alcohol? And Arabs make their own. Saudis make their own alcohol. They got stills. And they call it the making Siddiqui. A Siddiqui means their friend. And I'll tell you a little footnote to history. Alcohol was not banned in Saudi Arabia when Americans first went there to drill for oil. What happened was there was a party at, I'm going to say Aramco, and a Saudi prince got drunk, and he shot to death one of the Aramco employees. So the Saudis beheaded him, and then they banned alcohol. But it wasn't banned in the beginning. And you can go to Bahrain and sit at a bar with a guy in a dish dash and sandals and watch a soccer game. And he's smoking and having a beer. And he's from Saudi Arabia. He comes over the bridge, brings his family, puts them up in the room, and he goes and hits the bar. Yeah, there's all different, there's different strokes for different folks, you know the saying. But anyway, I got talking to him on a religious basis, which a friend of mine who's Lebanese says, you can't argue with these people. So I said to him, suppose a man in darkest Africa has never seen a Bible or seen the Quran, but that man worships a tree. But because he worships that tree, he does good things all his life out of respect for the tree, or the love of the tree. If he dies, will he go to paradise? No. There is only one God. It is Allah. And I said, well, okay. And that's how they feel, man. That's why they threw those people into the sea. The West, and this I'm continuing with Sister Ree here. Westerners think they can win the hearts of Muslims by doing good to them, but they will find out the hard way that it's quite the opposite. The West opens its borders to Muslims, rescues their boats at sea, and brings them into their countries, provides them with welfare money, allows them to work and live among them comfortably. But then just the other day, their pirates hunted down European fishermen and tried to seize their boat. Those same Europeans who love them and accept them in their countries. I think the West should learn their lesson by now and start expatriating and deporting all of them without excuse. And under no circumstances whatsoever should Muslims be allowed any more into the West. If the West does not take these measures, then surely they'll regret it someday. Westerners, do yourself a favor and do your descendants a favor by deporting all Muslims and close your borders to them. Nothing short of this will work, and period. And another one said, well said. Will the non-Muslim countries take heed, though? The West is so paranoid about appearing intolerant. I'm starting to equate tolerance with stupidity. And Susan says, these are all women that are talking. I'm starting to equate tolerance with stupidity. Me too. It's like finding a brood of snakes in your bed, and the tolerant people tell you, now, you need to learn how to sleep with the snakes. They have the same rights to exist as you do. Just don't roll over in your sleep or snore and disturb them in any way, and you'll be okay. Yeah, right. Yeah, tolerance is not a one-way street. The West is tolerant of them, but they're not tolerant of Westerners. Okay, and everybody agrees. In this case, you'd be right. Obama, with his CAIR, has infiltrated our government, military, and federal agency. You have no idea how much damage is done. The Democrats ain't going to tell you. They are the cover-up party. The RINOs aren't going to tell you because they're all under rocks, hoping that nobody will see they're not doing anything. And they definitely aren't standing up to the Communist Party. Sister Rhea, she's on there, man. She's really going heavy here. Yes, these imbeciles are the very ones who are aiding and abetting all the enemies of Christianity. The Islamic agenda for world dominance and conquest, the LGBT and abortion agenda. I got to tell you, You want to fight the LGBT? Fight it with abortion. Fight it with pro-life. Because they're going to stand for abortion. So fight them on abortion. Child murder is a cardinal sin. And hell waits on all of those doctors that are slicing and dicing children. Make abortion the number one issue, and you'll put an end to all this communist poppycock. So, they say, this Sister Reese says, the LGBT and abortion agenda to tear down Christian families. The indoctrination of our school kids by introducing the communist core curriculum. Teaching children progressive, leftist, liberal ideologies. I got to tell you, you can see it in the media. We were big fans of Game of Thrones, but now they've homosexualized it. I can't stand to watch two men in bed. It's an abomination to me. It turns me off. It's disgusting. Makes me want to puke. And they're trying to pass it off as everybody does it. That's BS. That's BS. So you just use that Game of Thrones as an example of all communist indoctrination. And look, everything you watch now, you got to watch with a jaundiced eye. You got to watch with a jaundiced eye. When they send a little kid home from school with a girl's coloring book, a little boy, something's not right. And you got to scrutinize everything the government does. And the smaller the government, the safer the country. Back to Sister Ree here. The indoctrination of our school kids, Common Core, teaching children progressive leftist ideology. They're also in cahoots with the atheists who occupy lecturer positions in colleges and universities. I believe colleges and universities were destroyed a long time ago. Back to Nam. The communists infiltrated all the colleges and universities during Nam. That's when we began to lose our country. By the time our children graduate from college, they're already brainwashed to lean towards progressive, leftist, liberal ideologies, hating all things Christian, and a love for Islam, LGBT, contraceptives, sterilization, abortion, euthanasia, the evil of the embryonic stem cell to cure disease. This is mind-boggling, and it's all across the board. Europe is no exception. Europe is gone. Europe is gone, man, and they're all coming in through Italy. That's really, and when they say they're going to fly the Islamic flag over the Vatican, you know what? It looks like they're going to do it at the same time they fly it over the White House. There's more people going over the fence at the White House than break into a ghetto neighborhood liquor stores. This is mind-boggling, and it's all across. We need Christian political leaders. I got to tell you what you need. And before they sissify the military, which they're doing right now, when six officers on a court-martial panel have no combat experience and court-martial fighting American with the charge of premeditated murder and give him 15 years in jail and his family a lifetime of poverty, you know that we've lost our military. And I'm starting to see blogs now from guys that are retiring. They couldn't say nothing before, and now they can say something, and they say they're glad they're out because it's not the same military. And you got to remember, the last war we won was World War II. And like Jimmy from Brooklyn says, when the communists win, they win, and when they lose, they win. And if you ask 90% of all Americans today, they'll tell you communism is gone. But it's not. It only morphed. It's here. And here's Faith 47. Amen to that. I agree. Christ is the King of Kings, Lord of Lords. Jesus will reign this earth. Jesus is a Prince of Peace. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. They are going to take from the Christians and possibly a line to kill the Pope. They already tried to kill one. And who did they use? I believe the Soviets try to take them out. I believe Putin tried to take him out. Putin, who's now faking Christianity. Yeah. Oh, he's converting. Yeah, like Bill Clinton with his big Bible with the big cross on it, right? Yeah. Okay, where were you? Oh, yeah, so the Soviets, the KGB, tried to kill the Pope, and they used a Turk. What better to use a Turkish Muslim? That's like when the mob tried to kill Joe Colombo in downtown New York, and they used a black guy. And then they killed the black guy before he could be arrested. They're not going to use another mobster. And the communists don't use their own to go up on the front line. They push the slaves up on the front line. This guy says, I am very anti-Catholic and anti-charismatic Christian, but I do not wish for the murder of Roman Catholic people. Quite contrary, to paraphrase St. Paul, some preach Christ out of spite, some out of envy, some out of greed, for tithes, some with a true heart. I am glad that Christ is preached. Let those who wish to know more than that, what they were told, pray to Yahweh for his spirit of wisdom, discernment, as is written in James 1:5-6. Okay, we can't count on the Lord to clean up our act. We gotta take the fate of the nation into our own hands. Well, then you know that Catholics and Orthodox used to be one, and that Jewish Christians in Israel fell into oblivion, while the Gentiles greatly accepted the Christian message. Then if you say you hate, and you say you're a Christian, and I'm a Christian, if you love God but hate, when Christians start fighting amongst one another, they lose the objective. Okay, Sister E again. This Christian who was martyred through drowning by mudslides is now in heaven with the Lord. There's nothing that can do to his soul. There's nothing they can do to his soul. It is Christ in him who strengthened him to endure to the last. I tell you, I see these guys and they can convert to Islam or die. Of course, what ISIS is doing, they're making them convert and they kill them anyway. But some guys refuse to do that. Al-Qaeda took a hostage in Iraq. He was an Italian construction worker. And they also took as a hostage a woman named Martha Hassan. She was like a care worker, an aid worker. And she had worked among the Iraqi people for like 10, 15 years. And they put a bullet in the back of her head. And I got a picture of her crying just before she's executed. But the Italian guy, they put a leather hood on his head, and they were going to behead him. And you know what he said to them? He said, take this hood off, and I'll show you how an Italian dies. And they wouldn't do it. But instead of cutting his head off, they shot him. And some people will not give up their religion, even under the threat of death. And you got to give them credit. You got to give them credit and love. And shall we go to a tune? What shall we take? I got 19 minutes left. We got plenty of time. Oh, I know. We'll do a gospel tune.
I don't care how many contemporary songs they make. I love old school gospel.
I need a head clapping, foot stomping.
I need a church.
Church, where I can pray this name. Head clapping, foot stomping. Church. Well, I can pray his name. I gotta get to the altar to lead my burdens there. I need a church where I can pray his name. I need a hand clapping, foot stomping.
Come on, hands.
Church.
Okay, we're back. We're going to read you some headlines from Western Journalism. Watch Judge Jeanine as she digs up disgusting dirt from Hillary's past. I'm going to tell you a first line of sight, what I see in Hillary. I don't even waste my time with Hillary because she's not going to be the candidate. They're going to do to her this time what they did to her last time. There is a pro-communist in the wings waiting to be shoved down the throats of the American people, and it's not Hillary. Hillary was campaigning, I believe, for senator, and she was coming out. I think it was like a Sunday night. And she was coming out from a restaurant in New York, and she was with two other ladies, and I'll say two other women, and they came up out of the restaurant was in, it was below ground, and they came up, and there was a panhandler there. And he said to Hillary, says, ma'am, could you help me out with a buck or two? I haven't eaten in 3 days. And she turned to her two aides and she started laughing. And she said, give him a Vote Hillary brochure. Then they all laughed and walked away. Somebody I know was on an elevator with Hillary. And I had heard that she had told Secret Service men never to look in her eyes. But that's only hearsay. You don't know. This person got on an elevator with her and said, "Good, nice day today." And she wouldn't respond. How's that? But the biggest one was when she tried to exploit 911 for future political campaigns. And the priest who was the chaplain for the fire department and one of the first to die on 911, Father Michael Judge, was being buried. And he was a Franciscan priest. And his order had lined up outside the church with his coffin, and all the firemen that were on the dig site, because they were still digging for bodies, came off the job to pay honor to him. So there were guys dressed in firemen's blues, and there were guys dressed in work clothes, and they all lined up to as an escort for the coffin. And all of a sudden, the CNN truck pulls up, and who gets out but Hillary? And you had to see the look on the firemen's faces as the cameras filmed Hillary shaking the hands of the firemen. And one guy turned his back on her. And when I saw that, I said, look at this, man. Even in death, she exploits people. And I said, that fireman who turned his back on her will be edited out of that Vote Hillary clip. But I never saw it. They never used it. Maybe they felt somebody said, you can't do this. You know, this is vampirism at its worst. But it was really sad to see her exploit people. And you know what happened when she walked on the stage when the cops were having a rally. And they booed her off the stage. And Richard Gere came out, another liberal jerk, and he goes, can't we all just get along? 3,000 people just died, plus 200 babies that were not classified as human beings who died with their pro-life mothers. 3,247 actually died on 911. And this jerk is saying, can't we all just get along? The DNA dust is floating up to the sky in a vapor. And this guy is saying, can't we all just get along? It is really sad. Hillary is an evil woman. And if that's the best the Democrats have, great. Let's destroy them all. Because the Democrat Party is now the Communist Party. So, now having said that, let's plug marriage. Okay, we're back. Here's an article. This is patriotnewsdaily.com. And maybe I should read the other one first. Let me see if I can get to it. I think my dog is a Democrat. Let me see what they say. When it comes to conservative advice, one is best served by turning to the classics, the writing of the Founding Fathers. I guarantee you that if you brought up abortion to the Founding Fathers, they would put a ball in your head. Yeah. The writings of the Founding Fathers, the Bible, a Dilbert. But in a pinch, Patriot News Daily is always happy to help out. I came home from work yesterday to find my dog sitting calmly in front of the television, watching Hillary Clinton on C-SPAN. That wouldn't have been so strange on its own. I leave it on when I'm gone, so he'll sleep during the day. But there have been some other troublesome things. I caught him pawing at my laptop the other day. When I got it away from him, I noticed he had the Daily Kos, yeah, KOS, a communist on slime, yeah, up on the screen. I've never gone to that website in my life. I know this is weird, but I think my dog might be a Democrat. Help. Troubled in Tucson. Dear Troubled, your concerns are well-founded, but not for the reason you think. Almost all dogs are Democrats, lovable, dumb little liberals, all heart and no brains. If that doesn't describe a dog, what does? Think about it. Dogs are freeloaders, begging relentlessly for any scraps you might happen to drop their way. Remind you of anyone? They will believe anything you say, no matter how many times you trick them. They have no sense of history. A dog is always in the perpetual present and can always be convinced that the newest toy is the best toy. Left to his own devices, they will get exceedingly dirty. All the more amazing for the fact that they don't actually do any work. Next time you come home to that panting, gleeful, empty-headed grin, think back to the crowds that greeted Barack Obama in 2008. If a few of those faces had belonged not to people, but rather, say, golden retrievers, would you have even noticed? So, yeah, your dog is a Democrat, but don't worry. We got at least 5 or 10 years before the left starts making a serious effort to let dogs vote. The bad news, they'll probably manage to get it done. You might want to replace a C-SPAN with some old videos of Ronald Reagan just in case. And then there's some answers here. I was arguing, dear Patriot News, I was arguing with a coworker the other day about whether or not homosexuality is a choice. She asked me, when I decided to be straight, and I have to admit that stopped me in my tracks. What do you think? Choiceless in Cleveland. Dear Choiceless, it's a fine point, but it does make you wonder, when do we choose to get into no winning arguments with liberals? Have you ever walked away from such an encounter thinking, you know, that was a damn fine use of my time? The admonition against broaching subjects like religion and politics is not just for the betterment of polite society. It's for your own continued sanity. As to the question, does anyone ever really choose to become a left-wing idiot? An enormous gulf of possibilities lies between born that way and made a conscious choice. Something to think about, but probably not something to argue with your co-worker about, save your sanity. And the guy says, Dear Patriot News Daily, I decided yesterday I would try being a liberal for a day. I woke up, I quit my job, I applied for welfare, watched 3 hours of MSNBC, and now I'm bored. It's only noon and I'm out of ideas. Any suggestion how to finish out the day? Bored in Birmingham. Dear Bored, now you know why the left is in such a hurry to legalize weed. Yeah, weed for tax money. Need for tax money. That's what they want it for. Okay. We'll give you another tune. think Church Bells May Ring was the Dell Vikings. This is the Dell Vikings again. This is a beautiful love song. And you know what? The Dell Vikings were all Air Force servicemen, and they formed their group while in the Air Force. And so when you hear this guy singing about Saw the Milky Way, you'll know what he means. Okay, folks, just remember, save the kids. Save the kids. And it's time that we voted pro-life across the board and make pro-life a major issue. The Democrats or the Party of Death or the Communist Party, it's all the same, they'll tell you that it's old hat and you're just beating a dead horse. Well, it's time to beat that dead horse one more time, and let's save the kids. 1.2 million American babies are torn to shreds every year, and God is going to hold us all accountable. He's got his own Nuremberg trial waiting on us. And when I get there, I want to tell him I try to save a few. Here's a tone that the media, the communist media, is trying to get rid of. You won't see it on any TV show network. You won't hear it. Have a nice night, folks.